We live in a strange paradox. Despite having more leisure time than previous generations, about 5 hours daily for most people, we feel chronically time poor. This isn't just perception. It's the result of 7 modern phenomena that have fundamentally altered our relationship with time. Our rising incomes have increased the opportunity cost of leisure. Watching your child's soccer game feels expensive when you could be earning. Busyness has become a status symbol, with people sending late-night emails to appear important. We're drowning in digital communications that fragment our attention and create constant urgency. We face an overwhelming ocean of possibilities, both online and offline, creating decision fatigue and anxiety about missing out. Multitasking has created what researchers call contaminated time, hours that are neither fully productive nor truly restorative. Our smartphones consume over 60% of our leisure time, leaving just 2 hours of screen-free time daily. And our education system prioritizes work skills over leisure skills, treating the latter as frivolous despite their critical importance to well-being. Just as we've become conscious about avoiding junk food, we need similar discernment about how we spend our time. Some experiences, like excessive TV watching or mindless social media scrolling, act as junk experiences that erode our happiness. Others function as empty experiences, providing momentary distraction without lasting value. The stakes couldn't be higher. As Roman poet Catullus described life as brevis lux, brief light, before eternal darkness, how we spend our limited time represents life's most important skill. James Wallman presents a scientifically validated framework for optimizing how we spend our time. The STORIES checklist evaluates experiences based on psychological research, with each letter representing a key element of meaningful experiences. Story. Our brains naturally respond to narrative. The most meaningful experiences follow the hero's journey pattern, where we face challenges, overcome obstacles, and return transformed. We develop through 3 storytelling levels: actors, reacting in the moment; agents, aware of past and future; and authors, consciously directing our life stories. Transformation. We consistently underestimate our future changes, what psychologist Dan Gilbert calls the end of history illusion. Valuable experiences foster growth through either disruptive transformation, starting from desperation, or incremental change, starting from inspiration. Even relaxation becomes transformative when balanced with exploration and growth. Outside and offline. Nature enhances well-being through biophilia, our evolutionary connection to natural environments. Relief from environmental bads like noise pollution, beneficial compounds from trees, and the physical benefits of outdoor movement. Equally important is disconnecting from digital devices, which use the same psychological hooks that make gambling addictive. Loneliness isn't just unpleasant, it's deadly. Research shows social isolation increases death risk by 26 to 32%, exceeding the danger of smoking 15 cigarettes daily. This affects all demographics, with significant portions of British, Australian, and American adults reporting chronic loneliness. The Harvard study of adult development confirms that good relationships keep us happier and healthier, period. When choosing activities, prioritize those enhancing relationships. Research by Epley and Schroeder shows that while most prefer solitude during commutes, engaging with strangers actually creates more enjoyable experiences. We consistently underestimate others' willingness to connect. We're happiest when fully engaged in challenging activities that focus all our energy. This flow, identified by Csikszentmihalyi, occurs when mind and body are completely absorbed in a challenging but manageable activity. Social interaction enhances flow, with Charles Walker establishing a hierarchy. Solitary flow is good, coactive flow, with friends, is best, and interactive flow, team activities, is best. Distinguish between real flow from worthwhile challenges and fake flow from activities like gambling and smartphone use that leave you depleted. What matters isn't what we do, but how we do it, with complete focus on the present moment. Our memories capture snapshots rather than perfect recordings. The peak-end rule shows we remember experiences based on their most intense moments and conclusions, creating tension between our experiencing self and remembering self. Simon Kemp's research on vacations reveals that duration doesn't affect happiness. Memories are highly selective, and beginnings matter as much as endings. This suggests taking shorter, more frequent holidays while creating multiple memorable moments throughout. To create peak experiences, focus on flow, awe, and novelty. Novel experiences maximize positive emotions, minimize negative ones, and build protective memory assets. They help avoid the hedonic treadmill, expand our sense of self, release dopamine, strengthen neural connections, stimulate creativity, and satisfy curiosity. Beginnings bridge anticipation and reality, while endings should follow our ancestral explore and exploit pattern. Start with exploration and novelty, then conclude by revisiting favorites, like trying new restaurants initially on vacation, but returning to a beloved spot on the final night, completing the hero's journey with new perspective. Status profoundly affects our health, happiness, and longevity. Sir Michael Marmot's research revealed a clear social gradient to health. Those higher on the social ladder live longer and report greater happiness. Among traditional status pathways, education shows the strongest correlation with longevity. However, not all status is equal. Minecraft creator Marcus Persson became a billionaire but ended up divorced and isolated despite his wealth. In contrast, Madam C.J. Walker, born to former slaves, orphaned at 7 and widowed at 20, built a hair care empire while elevating others through generous civil rights donations. This highlights the difference between empty status and true significance. Status becomes meaningful when it serves others rather than remaining self-oriented. Research by psychologists Dunn and Norton found that spending money on others increases happiness regardless of wealth or culture. Similarly, giving time makes people feel more time abundant despite perceived scarcity. 5 routes to higher status with significance include pursuing education, getting involved in communities, creating stories through unique experiences, improving physical fitness, and reducing television consumption, which correlates with lower status positions. Warren Sussman documented America's shift from a culture of character to a culture of personality as people moved from rural communities to cities. The 19th century valued internal qualities like duty and integrity, while the 20th century emphasized external traits, being fascinating, attractive, and magnetic. In the 21st century, we're transitioning from materialism toward experientialism, seeking fulfillment through experiences rather than possessions. This transformation could address environmental problems by reducing consumption, enhance happiness by focusing on what truly matters, and diminish status differences driving inequality. Unlike material goods, experiences are deeply personal and less subject to comparison. When asked if they'd trade a 3-star holiday for a 5-star one, people often refuse. Their experiences feel integral to their identity in ways possessions never do. This suggests prioritizing experiences could reduce status anxiety, particularly helping poorer individuals who spend disproportionately trying to keep up with consumer culture. To make the stories checklist a habit, use B.J. Fogg's Tiny Habits formula. After I existing behavior, I will ask, will this experience lead to stories? By applying these principles consistently, we can create extraordinary memories while building a cultural revolution centered on developing resilience and authentic identity through meaningful experiences rather than consumption.